Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you, and thank you for coming in to the Fire and Rain Ministries radio show. And God bless you, Elrita. Thanks for coming in tonight, and welcome back.
Oh, thank you so much, and God bless you too as well. And I appreciate you having me on, as always.
Amen. We were having some difficulties getting everything to connect, but we got that all solved now. And, you know, let's open up with a word of prayer. We're going to definitely jump right into our topic tonight. You go ahead and open us up with prayer.
Okay, Father in heaven, we just thank you once again for this opportunity. I ask that the listening audience understand what we're saying, and that we are saying, are talking about these things, and we are speaking about these things necessary because of our culture in today's time. But we are also speaking in love, although we are also speaking boldly. I ask, Father, that you endow myself and Allison with your Holy Spirit as we go along in this discussion. And we thank you for this opportunity to speak your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. But we've been talking about Elrita's book, The Right to Be Christian in a Gay Rights America, A Biblical and Constitutional Defense Against the Persecution of Christians Who Do Not Support Homosexuality. Now, one of the things I want to mention tonight is that this does not mean that we hate people.
This is not what this book is intended.
And we want to put that out there, because as I was reading some of the responses that you received from the community that we're speaking about, you got some pretty strong responses there during your book signing.
Mm-hmm.
You want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, you know, I was invited to sign, being a book author's signing with, actually it was about 11 other authors, but about 6 of us showed up because it was the forecast was inclement weather, but it turned out all right. I asked God for favor with the weather, and I'm sure a lot of other people did, and I believe he answered our prayers. But anyway, this was at the Madison, Wisconsin, Barnes & Noble, and the managers there were nice enough to bring us in, and they brought me in as well, so they knew what the book was about. And apparently there were numerous people there from the LGBTQ community. And I sold a few copies and talked to some people. You know, they had some positive things to say, but there were quite a few people there from the LGBTQ community, the gay community, who was not happy that I was there, and who automatically, without even reading the book or even talking to me, assumed that I was saying something hateful in my book. One of the ladies there, she she glanced at the title and told me that she just doesn't believe this, and I'm what did she say? She said, I'm promoting hate, and she ran she scurried off to the manager's desk and said she was going to talk to the manager and all of this, and I guess they got so many complaints. I had big poster boards of the title. And so one of the managers said, well, you know, some people are offended by this, so we're going to ask you to take down the poster boards. So I, decided that, well, if they want to take them down, they can. So I said, well, you know, if that's something that you're being pressured to do, then you have to take them down. But I didn't want to take them down. I decided that, well, that's something that they would have to do. She took them down and put them in the closet and all of that. And few other little, someone said something pretty vile to me. Now, I decided to check Facebook, and there was some things, some comments that had been continuing on Facebook. They threatened to discontinue their patronage, certain people at the bookstore. So now Barnes & Noble, you know, was going to suffer the consequences, and they were talking about going to the district manager. Now, so the point is that it's interesting, because all of the people who were upset, that no one, like I said, no one spoke with me, no one talked with me about what the book is actually saying. And just the title alone, The Right to Be Christian and Gay Rights America, really fueled them. And my point is, well, and I say in my book, I am, my target audience is Christian, and I am not trying to convert anybody, you know. Now, if people are touched by what I'm saying, praise God. I pray, you know, I pray for folks to come closer to God and to get saved, whoever that might be, you know, and whatever lifestyle they might be in. So, but I think, but see, if you don't read the book, you don't know what I'm saying. My point is that Christians have just as much right to be Christian as gays have to be gay in this country. And I think the problem is when I say that, they know inherently that that means, they know that the Bible says that homosexuality is a sin. So if they agree, so they automatically then say, well, that's hate speech. You know, because a lot of them think the Bible is hate speech. I've been getting into some conversation. Now, I must say that there are those in the LGBTQ community who want to have a civil conversation. I've talked with a couple, you know, or those who are gay rights advocates. I talked to maybe one, two, maybe three or four, actually, who, when they came across the book or the title or what have you, they wanted to have a conversation about it. And it's interesting that the person who invited me in was the manager, one of the managers who invited me in. He's gay, and he, to the to the bookstore, to the Barnes and Noble, and he well, he said, I'm from that community, you know, and so I knew that meant that he was part of the LGBTQ community. So and he said, I think that, you know, so I'm looking at the book, I've seen the book, and I think that, I don't think what you're saying is hateful. You know, I think what you're saying is you're trying to, he said, I want to know why you, you know, the side that, you know, well, why you believe what you believe and what your position is. And I think we should know what the position is, you know. And so I thought that was very, I thought that was very ironic. So, you know, but it's interesting the response that I'm getting, you know, or that I got from there. Now, I had a book signing at Barnes & Noble a little while back, same book. At, it was at, I think it was at Grand Rapids, Michigan, I believe. And there was one complaint, but the manager there was like, well, you know, she's written a book about the right to be Christian and Gay Rights America. And she basically said, when you write a book about the right to be gay in a Christian America, we'll bring you in too. So they didn't flinch. You know. Yeah, but right. So, you know, there are people, but I don't think, to be fair to the managers at this the store in Madison, Wisconsin, I don't think the complaints were to the, were as excessive as they were on Saturday, this past Saturday, the 27th of April when I was there. So, yes, people will, and even, now it's interesting, the subtitle, A Biblical and Constitutional Defense Against the Persecution of Christians Who Do Not Support Homosexuality. The, and looking at the comments, a lot of people in the LGBTQ community, a lot of gay people, they don't, I get the feeling, they think that's, they don't really realize that there's persecution. And they'll say, what persecution? Of course, they haven't read the book, right? So I think, yes. And so they'll go on and on about, what is she talking about? What persecution? It's like, oh, no, there is persecution. We're talking top-level persecution. We're talking people getting, you know, we're talking death threats and things of that sort. That's is actually religious persecution in that sense. So, so yes, so I, you know, yeah, so we definitely want to make sure, no, we are, this is, and when the lady said that about, oh, you're promoting hate, I said, no, I'm not promoting hate, just take a look at the book. But she didn't want to because in her mind, that's what I'm doing just with the title alone, just by saying we have the right to be Christian as much as you have the right to be gay. That's what I'm saying. And this is the reason why we have the right. It's because biblically, as far as I know, in this country, we still have the right to read the Bible and believe what it says and abide by it. But now, when it comes to homosexuality, if I abide by what the Bible is saying, then I cannot support. That doesn't mean I cannot tolerate, but I cannot support and approve of homosexuality. That does not mean that I cannot support homosexuals as human beings. And I think that it gets fuzzy along those lines, and people think that's what you're saying, that as a human being, you cannot, you know, it's like, no, I'm talking about homosexual acts. So, so it's very interesting. And we can, now, here's another thing. We can say that all day long, and people will still say, I am espousing hate. I've gotten into a couple of online discussions with people of the opposite position, you know, and who either support homosexuality in the gay community or, you know, or they are gay themselves. And when I'm so it doesn't matter. I'm saying, you know, we got into an online discussion on my page, The Right to Be Christian and Gay Rights America, and I am constantly, as we are discussing this, letting them know that you know, this is to say, to repeat what the Bible says. It's not hateful. I'm repeating what the Word of God says. I have no other choice but to abide by it. And I'm not trying to convert anybody, and I'm saying we have just as much right to be Christian as they have to be gay. For some people, it goes in one ear and out the other. I could say that until I'm blue. It doesn't matter. They still say it's hate speech, which I think is interesting because what you're really saying is that the Bible, therefore, is, because I didn't write the Bible. So what are you really saying? Yeah, what are you really saying? And that's the concern. I'm going to tell you, Allison, I believe, you know, in about 20 or 30 years, I believe eventually there's going to be a move to try to, I believe this country is really going to probably try to persecute Christians even more so. And I believe it'll become a country where Christians might have to go on the ground. I don't know. Go ahead. You were going to say.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think a lot of it, you know, how the Bible says that deep within the heart of man knows there's a God. And I think that internal conviction that this act is not right is there. But when you look at it from a flesh point, you know, standpoint, or you know, a person that's, you know, not haven't renewed themselves in Christ or given themselves over to Christ, if they want to do what they want to do, there's an internal conflict. And rather than give in to the conflict of according to the Word of God and, you know, not do certain things, you know, like the homosexual acts, like we were talking about the last time we were together, we were talking about the fact that not only are we talking, you know, is it homosexuality, is adultery, is fornication, all types of anything that goes against the Word, we should not be doing. And so, but when people are doing something that's gratifying their flesh and they will not give themselves over to God, then there becomes an internal conflict, which also they have the opportunity, they can go one way or the other. If they go the way that agrees with their flesh instead of the way that agrees with what the Word says and how we ought to live and conduct ourselves, people tend to get angry because then they say, well, you're judging me. Well, no, you're judging yourself because the Bible says this is how you're not to, you know, behave. And then it becomes this big anger thing, but it all, I believe, comes from an internal conflict that you know what's right, but you choose to do what you want to do and not, you know, do the right thing according to the Word of God.
Yes, and it's interesting because, you know, when I'm getting into these conversations online or what have you, you know, I will mention the fact that it's like, well, you know, I also, in the beginning of my book, I talk about that homosexuality is just one behavior that the Bible categorizes as immoral, one sexual behavior. And then I go through the list of all the other sexual behaviors that, you know, as far as two people agreeing to do this. We're not talking about rape or pedophilia or anything like that. We all know that's immoral. You know, but like prostitution, two adult people, or adultery mm-hmm. or polygamy fornication, sex before marriage. But see, they don't know that I've also included those behaviors. The difference is if I had been talking about any of those behaviors, I doubt that anybody would have gotten so upset and ran to the managers, and now they're trying to talk to the district manager. They're really trying to silence me, which is interesting mm-hmm. because now that tramples on my freedom of speech. And the thing about it, because people will try to say, they will try to compare this, and I talk about this in the book too, for, with civil rights. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What about the KKK? We can just put them into the Barnes & Noble then and give them freedom of speech. But the thing with them, unfortunately, they say they're Christians as well, but what they espouse, what they talk about is not biblical. It's not in the Bible. Racism is not in the Bible. It's not condoned mm-hmm. by God. And all the things that, so see, therein lies the difference. So you have this false equivalence. And it's like, the homosexuality, the Bible does say that homosexual acts are sin, whereas there's nowhere mm-hmm. in the Bible where it says interracial marriage is a sin, being black is a sin, mm-hmm. blacks were the beasts of the field. You know, this is what KKK teaches. All right. So that would be hateful speech. It would be something that goes against what the Word of God says. You know, so mm-hmm. It's just kind of interesting that the different dynamics and dichotomies. I'm telling you, if my book would have been about adultery and adultery being a sin, everybody mm-hmm. would have been fine, I'm sure. You know?
Yeah.
Your adulterer would not have run to the manager and said, "Oh, look, she's being, hateful because she's saying adultery is a sin." Right. It's this particular sexual behavior that, and it's because it's such a powerful. They have become such a powerful force behind it. So, mm-hmm. anyway, I'm sure
that's true.
But the good part is that I have been able to talk with some people in the LGBTQ community who want to have a civil discussion, and mm-hmm. that's a good thing. And they're mm-hmm. listening to my side of the issue. As a matter of fact, one gentleman who is doing some marketing for Publishers Association, who I did some advertising with. Mm-hmm. We talked, and he basically, I told him what led me to this and why I was doing it. I felt God was leading me to do this, and this is why, and these things are mm-hmm. in the Bible. And he said, it's good to know why, because he's gay too. This particular gentleman mm-hmm. In this particular association, mm-hmm. the head of marketing there, and so we had a decent discussion. So, some mm-hmm. are open for a very civil discussion and things of that sort. So I just pray that the Lord just give me wisdom as far as all of the reactions and things of that sort. But, thanks for bringing it up. It's interesting.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's something that, if we're going to defend what we believe, there's going to be opposition. I think the bottom line is when Jesus died for us, he died for everybody. He doesn't want anyone lost, and that is the main reason that we do what we do, to make sure that people make it in,
mm-hmm.
and
right.
accept Christ and not reject him. And, writing a book like this is encouraging to the Christian community, because I tell you what, a lot of Christians may not even know what the scripture actually says about certain things, about
right.
this particular sin. Mm-hmm. They don't know. If you don't study the
right.
Bible, you won't know. But here we have an excellent book written with a spirit of excellency that's going to break it down for you to make sure that, based on the scripture and what God says in his word, this is why our rights need to be defended. Because you better believe, like you said, it's coming a time when everything is going to be pulled on the carpet. When you look back in the Old Testament at Sodom and Gomorrah, that city was destroyed because of mm-hmm. what they were doing. And, you know, it's just like, God, you know, help us. Thank God for his grace and his mercy on this nation.
Yeah.
Because if it wasn't for grace and mercy, we probably would have been gone. We would have been an ink spot on the map a long time ago. But God in his grace and mercy through his son spared us, you know, from
I believe that there's I probably a lot of gay people who don't really realize what the Bible really says about this. They think this is just coming from us. You know, I'm getting the feeling, I'm starting to get the feeling that, they might not have any idea what it's saying, Word of God is saying, and why we are taking this position. It's not just us; it's the Word of God, and we are God fearing people. You know, I'm sorry, and I didn't mean the.
No, you're fine.
You
just jump in anytime.
Yeah, right.
This is a discussion. Absolutely. No, that's fine.
So,
but, you know, that's something that we have to look at. And, you know, for those that don't know, you know how you think about it, like when we were kids, we would just, or in high school or junior high, what have you, we would hear somebody say something and we took that as that's what it was because everybody was saying it. Same thing with the LGBT community, that maybe somebody is saying one thing that has a powerful voice, but that's what they take that as gospel. And if that person that they trust says all Christians hate us and, you know, they're totally against us, then that thing is going to run like wildfire, and then everybody's going to be on that bandwagon and stop believing it unless they're shown differently.
Exactly, which is why I appreciated the manager at the store, because he was saying, well, this is why. We need to know why. And what the position is, and he said, I think this is a good book to for people to understand what the position is. And he said, I know you're not basically what he was saying. I know you're not being hateful. So I'm glad you basically said that right, because we are saying what the Bible says doesn't mean that we're being hateful. But you know, you got some folks in the church who feel that way too. So that if you say that homosexuality is a sin, you're being hateful. So we just have to be prayerful. Speaking of homosexuality, I began with the other sexual sins in my first chapter, and then I finally get to homosexuality. So I get to homosexuality on page 30, and the actual scriptures that speak on that. It's Leviticus 18:22, Leviticus 20:13, Romans 1:18-32, 1 Corinthians 6:9-11, 1 Timothy 1:8-11, and I do also the discussion on the Genesis account of Sodom and Gomorrah, but basically those specific scriptures specifically, because unfortunately, just like my experiences talking with people about this or people getting upset, the scriptures don't come into play. I have to bring them up if the conversation is civil enough, or if they're being civil enough, I definitely, try to maintain my civility to allow me to bring the scriptures in. You know, because otherwise, because that's the reason why I'm doing this, because it's like I can't go against the Bible. Otherwise I'm going to go against conscience. And so the scriptures are at the crux of the matter. And I noticed that, on television, when these things are talked about, this issue, nobody brings up the scriptures. So sometimes I'm wondering if the news people are saying you can't, telling people that they can't bring them up. I don't know. But
it could be.
Those are the scriptures. And yeah, it's possible. Mm-hmm. So now, I don't know if you want to go through some of them. I know we only have a couple of minutes. How many minutes do we have?
We're actually, about one. We have 1 minute left.
So maybe we'll start with the scriptures next week, right?
Yeah, let's start with those scriptures next week. We're going to go over the scriptures that Reverend Dodds mentioned. Leviticus, Romans, and 1 Corinthians, 1 Timothy. And then also, if we have time next week, I do want to get into the section in your book called Marriage According to the Bible. I think that's really, really important.
Okay.
Because as I was reading over that, I was like, wow, you know, one of the things, you know, is that God created a lifelong companion as a helper and spouse for Adam. And you say in your book, and the Bible says as well, God did not create another man. And, you know, that is, that's key. And he didn't create another woman for Eve. He didn't create another man for Adam. He created Adam and Eve. And, you know, I definitely want to go over these scriptures and dissect them. And then if we have time, get into the marriage portion. But, Rita, thank you so much tonight. And give us your contact information where we can contact you, get a hold of you for speaking engagements and things like that.
Oh, well, my contact number is 313-527-0068. That is my business number, 313-527-0068. My email address is lrita.dodds@yahoo.com. That's lrita.dodds@yahoo.com, E-L-R-E-T-A-D-O-D-D-S. And the book is available at Amazon. It's available at Barnes & Noble. It's available actually wherever books are sold. If you go into your favorite bookstore and it's not there, you can order it. So it is available, yes. All right. And my website address is lrita.dodds@lrita.com. lrita.dodds.com.
All right. Amen. Well, thank you so much, Rita, for coming on this week. I'm telling you, I'm working on getting us a longer period of time because I think we need a whole hour to discuss this. And, you know, hopefully within the near future, I'll be able to, you know, get some hour slots available, you know, for our discussions. And, you know, because this is something that, you know, we need to hear about and dissect and talk about. And, you know, people need something to chew on. People need to chew on the truth instead of what they hear. That's not the truth.
Yeah.
And so this is definitely what this book is. So God bless you, and thank you so much for coming in. Thank you to my listening audience today. And we'll be right back here next week at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with Fire and Rain Radio Ministry. And we'll be, again, with Elrita Dodds talking about her book, The Right to Be Christian in the Gay Rights America, A Biblical and Constitutional Defense Against the Persecution of Christians Who Do Not Support Homosexuality. So God bless everyone. Thank you for tuning in, and good night.